mom is a very difficult person to live with, very demanding, unmerciful kind of woman. She came from high society. He was a country kid. You know, he grew up in the ranch country, and then he marries this, you know, this high society woman that's used to living at a certain level and feeling like he couldn't match up to that. And he started drinking. And no job, and he'd leave in the morning, but I never know where he'd went, you know, and then he'd come home in the kind of the middle of the day, and he'd be hammered, and, you know, for a kid, that's an earthquake. To lose your father is an earthquake. He checked out. He was gone. He just disappeared. And spiritually, emotionally, physically, relationally, I am suddenly an orphan. And a boy does not know how to process that. He doesn't. I mean, was it something I did? You know, is there something wrong with me? Why wouldn't he stay? Why wouldn't he fight for me? And the fishing trips ended, you know, and all of that just ended with my dad. No more camping, no more any of that. And instead, you know, when he was home, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, is he going to be drunk and angry or you know, kind of freaky to a little boy? Or is he going to be the sober dad? And all of that's just, it's devastating. And in the deep, deep wounding that enters in when you lose your father in one way or another, for me, the wounding was abandonment. The wounding was, I am on my own. I am on my own. I almost can remember the day that I came to that realization and just said, I get it. This is the way life works. Now I'm about 10, 11, 12 in those years. And I remember, I'm on my own. And just making this deep vow, fine, I will never need anyone. And then out of that, the drivenness, the fear, the compulsion, the perfectionism, really uncomfortable with men. And as I began to unpack this in my 30s, I realized the people I was most angry with were older men around me, you know, bosses who wouldn't come through, pastors who wouldn't come through. There was this anger because of the deep wounds from my dad. Absolutely devastating to me. And that question that every man carries, that question is meant to be answered by your father. That's how masculinity is bestowed. The little boy has a question, right? Do I have what it takes? And the father is the one who's supposed to answer that question. Yeah, yes, you do, right? You're amazing. And just through time together and experiences and adventures and battles you fight together, the boy comes to a settled assurance.